Got 5 minutes? Then come with us to Myanmar in the Middle East to hear how God's working amid conflict. We'll also get prayer needs from Nigeria and India along the way. I'm Greg Yoder, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's monsoon season again, but this one is giving Myanmar, India, and Pakistan quite a headache. In Myanmar, dozens are dead or unaccounted for, and 200,000 are affected by the flooding. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine shares what one of their partners told her.
It's been raining continuously for a couple of days in Rakhine State, Myanmar. Now most of the places are flooded. Our workers and villages have no place to run. They're just living in a thatched house. The water's increasing. If rain does not stop, they will soon be drowned. Most of their belongings were damaged already. Our office people from Yangon could not contact them anymore.
Plus, a refugee camp got hit by a cyclone. What now? They're waiting to hear what their partners need. Until then, pray.
As we bring aid, as we bring help to these people, and we're able to share the love of Jesus, they're able to actually see that visible representation of the care and compassion of God.
Put your faith into action. We can help jumpstart you with some links at missionnews.org. While the water's rising in Myanmar, so are the problems in the Middle East. You may have heard that ISIS wants world domination, but a recent document says the caliphate wants to end the world, starting with an attack on India. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the Martyrs USA.
It's a key target because they see this as a way of really taking on another religion. They see India as obviously a Hindu nation. They also claim that by attacking India, they will be able to bring the United States into the battle.
Nettleton says the U.S. government needs to respond appropriately and be careful that they don't go into war on ISIS's terms. As Christians,
we need to pray for the Christians who are directly affected right now by what the Islamic State is doing. As well, we need to remember to pray for the persecutors.
Persecuted Christians are looking for you for prayer and provision. You can give food, clothing, and shelter by finding the links at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. But not all hope is lost in the Middle East. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is showing God's love to refugee children by returning them to what conflict has stolen from them. It's airing a program called My School that teaches lessons in math, reading, and Arabic. The goal is to create a better future for the Middle East by giving kids a chance at success. Want to give the gift of an education yourself? Click on the link in our web story to find out how you can do that. Hope is reaching the Middle East, but in other parts of the world, it's being delayed. World Mission is seeing problems in its distribution of The Treasure, an audio scripture player, to Nigeria, India, and Chad. Persecution of Christians is high in these areas, and many lack access to God's Word. Can you keep these people in your prayers? Pray that The Treasures would reach those who desperately need them. Visit our website for other ways to get involved with World Mission. And want to do something about the stories you've heard so far? If so, you're on your way to becoming an agent of redemption. Buckner International President Dr. Albert Reyes just wrote a book about why it's not enough to say you're a Christian, but actually live it out.
I just think there's so many underutilized followers of Jesus that are taking up space in pews.
In Matthew 28, Jesus tells us to go and make disciples of all the nations. How are you doing on that one?
All the skills that we're given and that we've accumulated, business skills, abilities, and resources that we have could really be employed in God's redemptive plan for people, both in the U.S. and around the world.
You can get a copy of The Jesus Agenda at missionnews.org. Just look for the story on our website.
It's an easy book for Bible study groups to take and apply the principles.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray a little bit more effectively for our world today? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up, it's free. Go to missionnews.org. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.